95 years ago, on September 1, 1914, Martha the passenger pigeon, the last individual of what had once been the most abundant bird in North America, died in the Cincinnati Zoo. In honor of her today, I'm going to read an exquisite poem by Mary Ann Baruch from her wonderful Poems, New and Selected, published by the Oberlin College Press. Bird Passing. My ears hurt, and I read a book about the passenger pigeon, thousands in a single tree, and the tiny man in the engraving, outstretched as a beggar or a saint, looking up, except his rifle and his leer and his 50-pound net. The turn of the century, a massive groan, years on years rolling over like some sleepy drunk. The dream of the past is addictive. My grandparents, down there in their 20s, late teens, thrilled as anyone to write 3 new digits. I'm sick about the passenger pigeon. Once in the Field Museum, I stopped before a few last real ones stuffed high and low in their phony life-size tree behind the glass. Late 1800 and something, not long, maybe 20 years in the countdown, the museum bags slipping over their heads, not some kid fooling around with a blanket. I tried to believe in their sweetness, lovely anything doomed. I can't lie, that red eye could pierce an eye. It was glass, sure, but even books make that stare famous, the sleaziest trapper, the sort who'd crush each head by hand under the net, hundreds, even he would turn away. Clearly these were stragglers, no longer monstrous clouds, thick strata upon strata of them passing overhead, 8 or 9 or 14 hours blackened daylight, horses trembling in harness, guns raised to quell whatever astonishment. One shot, it said 300 would fall, stunned as stone in planted fields or open meadows, and mostly left. That's the blistering fact, left there, bone and feather and failing muscle, thousands and thousands of others airborne for the moment, eventually hundreds of others, then tens, then the ones in the glass case I stared at, who stared back, cotton batting in there, and dust. I keep rubbing my ears at night like the baby books I'll say is the sign of an infant's infection, because poor things they can't tell you. But past the faint, witless buzzing, I make out Dark's quiet open window, rustling of leaves. Another turn is coming up. I can hear the roar of years falling, a crushing, hopeless momentum about to slip into whatever's next. I had a dream one night. The passenger pigeon's loves were vast and particular. The great beech forests of the Middle West, countless stands of white oak and black oak, chestnut, river birch, and elm, nearly all of it gone. The scent of cumin called them down, roses, coriander, caraway, anise, and the salty snails, the perfect, barely visible workaday ant. A litany of things, sweet and small, huckleberry and gooseberry, crowberry, elderberry, the cranberry, the currant, myrtle with its tiny bloom. This I didn't dream, but drifted toward, the way a room dims in twilight, and the eyes give up and turn backward toward the brain. Most marked bird, shimmer of feather, red there, pale blue. I tried its original names, half whispering, oh me, me, the way the Algonquian did. Then me, me, for all the lost Chippewa. Oh me, me, oo, for the Potawatomi. Oh me, me, for the Cree. Jab, oo, san, an, for the Seneca who sang the bird in dance, in gesture. Ka, ko, e, said the Blackfoot. Orite, the Mohawk, Pachi, the Choctaw, Pawiatha, the Shawnee repeated through dry woods or dank. It was a kind of dove I saw as my ears throbbed on distantly, thin, colliding music, not the dove who mourns every dawn in the grass, whose black spot accuses us, but the cousin who stayed behind and in the old engravings still darkens whole pages with its flight. That was Marianne Baruch's Bird Passing from her poems, New and Selected, published by Oberlin College Press. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.